today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about the fault finder in the view of Islam.
وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي يوما بيده ناصيتي يا أليما بذري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي.
Today, Tuesday, is the 2nd of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Hujurat, verse 11 of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهم ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون.
O you who have believed, let not a people ridicule another people, perhaps they may be better than them. Nor let women ridicule other women, perhaps they may be better than them. And do not insult one another, and do not call each other by offensive nicknames. Wretched is the name of disobedience after one's faith. And whoever does not repent, then it is those who are the wrongdoers.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Merits springing from acting upon Islamic injunctions include providing a healthy environment and impeding social conflicts. It may be said that deriding and belittling, as mentioned in the blessed verse in question, serve as instance of such vices, but it should be borne in mind that uttering any word or committing any act that distorts Muslim brotherhood is forbidden. Thus, addressed to believers, the blessed verse is saying that you who believe should abstain from deriding your believing brethren. You are unaware of their hearts and acts. Those who have subject to your decision may be better than you. Believing women are strictly forbidden from deriding other women and casting sarcastic remarks upon them, since they are unaware of their excellence over them. Oh, are speaking about the fault-finding in the view of Islam. Be with us. Allah has clearly prohibited fault-finding, and beloved Prophet has condemned the action of finding faults in others and then spreading them amongst people. Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "The one who seeks the faults of his Muslim brother, Allah Almighty will reveal his faults. And the one whose fault Allah Almighty makes apparent, he shall be disgraced even if he is set at home. It is the law of Allah Almighty that the one who defames another without any reason, Allah shall cause him to be defamed." However, there are a group of people who incessantly try to pick faults in people and are constantly looking to find faults in people and constantly strive to lift the curtains that cover the defects and shortcomings of others. This is one important phrase: negativity consumes a person. The negative feelings that the fault finder harbors regarding others eventually consumes the person, and his negativity eventually becomes part of the fault finder's character. Prophet Muhammad therefore advised us to refrain from holding bad opinions of people.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about picking faults, and picking faults in others mostly. The effects of speaking bad and criticizing the actions of other people plays a role in the friendship and affinity between two people, such that this closeness is removed from them. The friendship and trust is converted into animosity and sometimes hatred, whereas praising a person for his good deeds and flattering him for his righteous acts results in the roots of friendship being made even stronger. In relation to people who always look at the weakness and faults of other people, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam has said, "Kafa bil mar'i 'ayban an yubsira min an-nas ma ya'mi 'anhu min nafsihi." Sufficient is a person's own defect in himself that he tries to pick and look for faults in other people when he himself has those same faults in himself and does not recognize them. If those who pick faults of others would spend the same energy that they use in looking at the bad in others, and through which they reproach other people and correcting themselves and looking at their own defects and trying to recognize their own souls, imagine what level of happiness they would be able to reach to. It is here that the value and worth of the hadith, which has come to us from one of the leaders of faith, is made clear when it has been said, "Man bahatha an uyub an-nas falyabda bi nafsihi." The person who busies himself looking into the faults of others should start by looking into the faults of his own self. The greatest defect of such people is that they can never live around people in a community, since they will make known the inner secrets of others, and thus nobody would be safe from being in their company.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
One of the common ways through which people deflect their own shortcomings and do not face up to their own faults is to blame others. The fault we see may well not be in what we are looking at, but rather in our looking. Prophet Isa, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is reported to have said, "Why do you look at little speck in your brother's eye and forget the blank in your own eye?" Hazrat Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, "The worst of people is the person who searches for faults in others while being blind to his own faults." Martin Luther King rightly said, "The highest form of maturity is self-inquiry."
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, is thanks to you.
This is today's special and how to stop finding faults in others. One way, pick your words wisely. What, how, and when you say something can make all the difference in a conversation. You know what it feels like to be misunderstood, ignored, talked down to, talked over, and talked at. Not good. The tone and volume in which you are spoken to further impact how you process messages you receive. With simple word choice, your statement can go from a fault-finding one, judgmental or argumentative, to one that sounds conversational or solution-directed. For example, replace should with could. What could you have done? Replace but with and. I appreciate your input, and we have to consider other people's viewpoints. Replace why with what. What do you mean by that? And you can go on.
So the Quran says the reason why these people are so arrogant is because of this issue. Because, you know, they're piling up that wealth. They feel arrogant. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ. So this beautiful chapter in the Quran, even though it's so short, it's so brief, but it really talks about a social ill that existed at that time, the time of the Prophet ﷺ, and it exists throughout history. And it exists in every society, in every community. And you see how the Quran uplifted so many people and really brought the light to their hearts. To be humble, to be just. And many, many people, alhamdulillah, throughout history, they have been touched by these verses. Let's read these verses. Let's honor chapters like these. And Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says in one hadith, if you recite Surah Al-Humaza in your daily prayer, you regularly recite it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do two main things. One, Allah will protect you from poverty and increase your sustenance. Allah will increase your rizq. And remember, rizq, my dear brothers and sisters, sustenance is not just money. It's quality of life. Allah will allow you to really enjoy your life, spiritually, with your family, psychologically. There are people who have millions, but they're not enjoying their wealth. Sometimes you may see their families are broken, they're experiencing so much depression, psychological disorders.
Topic was the fault finder in the view of Islam. Inshallah, on the next episode of this program, today's special from IRIB English Radio, we continue to search and find more about this interesting topic. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. And till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي